Perfekt, wir sind live. Dann darf ich vorstellen, Matthias Thüm hält unseren nächsten Vortrag, Gotta Collect Them All, Metrics Easily Visualized. Und mir vorstellen wirst du dich eh selber.
Ja, hallo, herzlich willkommen. Freut mich, dass ich heute präsentieren darf. Ich werde den Vortrag auf Englisch halten. Sollte irgendwer irgendwas nicht verstehen oder Fragen haben am Ende des Talks, sind dann meine Kontaktdaten angeführt. Man kann mir gerne eine E-Mail schreiben. Okay, hello and welcome to my talk, Gotta Collect Them All. Judging by the title, you might have already guessed that I'm a kid of the 90s, but today I will not talk about Pokemon. I will talk about metrics and how to easily collect them with a metrics agent called Telegraph, and how to easily visualize them with Grafana. First, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm currently studying at Graz University of Technology. I also work part-time for Bearing Point, and I'm a system analyst there. I'm in the monitoring team, so metrics agents are also something I deal with at work. Previously, I've been a hardware and software developer and a sysadmin, and I've been a Linux user for about 6 years, not only at work, but also privately. Apparently, it's not enough to stare at a terminal for 6 to 8 hours a day. So I also ventured into the home lab community in the last 2 years or so. Those are people who have some kind of server running at home to provide services for themselves or for others. And part of the setup I will explain today is also part of my home lab setup. Another thing I like to do is play basketball, as you probably can see here. And that brings me to my next slide. And I would like to talk about how I got into my sports courses. So as I study at Graz University of Technology, as a student, you have the possibility to attend university sports courses. But because of the pandemic, many of those sports courses were already overbooked. And in the past, I couldn't get into all the courses I wanted to. So I came up with a solution and used the tools I will present today. And you can book these university sports courses via a website from the Carl Franzens University here in Graz. And usually I had to check every 5 minutes or so if there was a vacant space so that I could book a course for courses that were already overbooked if someone just like canceled their booking. But since that didn't make much sense, I found a solution for this semester's course bookings. And what I did was I used a Python library called Beautiful Soup to scrape the website of the University Sports Institute for vacancies in the sports courses that I wanted to get into. So here you can see the two sports courses I wanted to get into were the blue one and the green one. So I wanted to get into one course playing even more basketball and one volleyball course. And you can see here the visualization in Grafana. And that was just when I got alerted by my Grafana system via a Telegram bot that there was a vacancy and I could book the course. So the setup made sense and I could get into the courses I want, but that didn't matter much in the end because the next lockdown came around. So there are currently no sports courses happening in Graz. And also I had to have surgery, jaw surgery in February. So right now I can't really play basketball, but the setup worked. So today I want to show you how to easily set up such a collection of metrics, but not only for getting into sports courses, but also for collecting system health information from your GNU Linux systems. And for that, I would like to mention some reasons why you would even want to collect metrics. So you could, for example, visualize basic stats like uptime and different statuses, or explore usage stats over time, like CPU load or RAM usage, disk IO, how full your disks are already, or for example, monitor temperature. On different Linux distributions, you might also want to have an overview over your package update status or to verify network health. So part of my home lab, for example, is tracking our broadband connection and also tracking the ping. And I will get alerted right away if bandwidth drops too much, so that my roommates here will not complain about bad internet connection. It's also sometimes important to monitor critical processes and jobs to avoid disasters. And also, for example, to view or monitor disk usage. So I've set up for my personal Linux systems that I get alerted at like 80% of disk usage so that I can check if like the next update or I don't know, the next video project I work on will still have enough space on my system, or if I have to move something to some backup storage. And talking about that, it's also important to check on backup status. So that's also something you could do with a metrics agent to check if backups that you, for example, do with rsync or syncthing are run regularly and that backup health is okay. For disk, it's sometimes also important to observe temperatures or track them and to observe the SMART results. So SMART is the self-monitoring of disks and it will tell you if there are bad sectors on disks. And you will be able to react to certain failures. And if you react to them in a timely manner, you probably will at least not lose all of your data. So in addition to having backups, it's also important to track these SMART results if you don't want to lose data. Another thing you can collect is IoT data. So that's something I do too here with my home lab. You can take IoT sensor readings. And for example, shown here is an ESP32. So that's a little microcontroller with Wi-Fi ability that you can run web service on, but you can also collect sensor status. So it doesn't matter if it's temperature data or if it's some kind of other metric that you collect by analog or digital sensor. If you make it available via a web server, you can always collect the data with the metrics agent. I will soon show you how. You could also probe web server status. So that's something I do with my personal website so that I know if my hosting provider has any outages or just for like the little web servers I have running at home. So all my ESP32s have a local IP and I can simply ping them via my metrics agent regularly and also get alerted right away if something fails or if one of the web servers is simply down. Okay, what is Telegraph? Telegraph is the metrics agent I want to talk about today. It's free open source software. It's developed by a company called Influx Data, which also develops InfluxDB, a time series database that we will also talk about later on. And it's a metrics agent. It's written in Go and it's plugin driven. So that means the the binary itself, so you can use it as a single binary, is rather small, and you can extend its capabilities by adding plugins. Compared to other metrics agents, for example, Prometheus is one of the most well-known. It has a rather minimal memory footprint, and I think it's a rather straightforward setup, as there is just one config file that you have to configure plugins in. And with the availability of many, many plugins, you also have high flexibility. So I will now show how it can be deployed, but later on I will introduce you to some plugins that you can use. As I said, there is a binary available that can be downloaded. I will provide links at the end of my presentation. Also, all the projects I will mention are linked at the end of my presentation. Of course, you can not only use a simple binary, you could also run it in a Docker container. So that's what I do in my home lab. And later on, I will also show how it is, in my opinion, most easily deployed, and that is by Docker Compose. Of course, you can also run it in the cloud and have some fancy Kubernetes deployment, but for most people, that will not be necessary. You could also use Ansible roles. That's what I do, just to streamline my deployments a little. And now let's see some example of how you can configure Telegraph and how you can add plugins to suit your needs. The basic configuration is rather easy. So if you have downloaded the binary, you can simply call it with Telegraph, and you can just list your input and your output filters. Later on, I will explain which output filters you can use. I usually use InfluxDB. That's a time series database that works pretty well with Telegraph, as they are both developed by the same company. But you could also forward it just to a file or to some other locations or to some other endpoints. And here, just InfluxDB is used as a simple example. You have to specify a database that has to be set up in before. So in this case, it's just called Telegraph. And you can also give it global tags. For example, in this case, we could imagine that our Telegraph agent just runs on a Raspberry Pi, and it collects metrics every 10 seconds or so. In this case, only the total, in this case, only the CPU load for each core, but not the total CPU usage. And it just outputs it to our InfluxDB running locally. So that's how you easily generate a config for Telegraph. But of course, that can also be much more complex. The basic pipeline is shown here. So you will have your input plugins at the top. So that could be some system plugin like CPU or memory, but you can also query databases or other services. And then you can use process plugins or processor plugins and aggregation plugins to transform the collected data before you use some input, some output plugin to write it to a database or to some other service. Now, what input plugins are there? For a personal Linux system, the first four might be interesting. So for example, LM Sensors is a library commonly used to get information about your system, like temperature data from your motherboard, from your CPU, or so on. And also the smart status that I talked about earlier. So if your disk health is okay. And also you can use the HTTP response input plugin to probe the web server status, like I explained earlier. And you can just collect the status codes and monitor if all your web servers are available, and also check on the certificates if you use SSL certificates for your websites, for example. Other input plugins are, for example, WireGuard or a Minecraft scoreboard. So even for that, you could use the metrics agent Telegraph to regularly get updates from a Minecraft scoreboard, or also collect channel metrics from YouTube. Also, I want to explain some input plugins I commonly use, which is just a simple file. So you could point it to a single file on your personal system where the metrics agent is running, or of course, it's if it's running inside a Docker container, you have to mount your file into that container so that it can be read by the Telegraph metrics agent. And there are several different data formats supported. So for example, CSV or also JSON. So for monitoring my disk temperature data, I use a shell script to collect the temperature data and then output it as JSON to a file, and my metrics agent will later on read it from the mounted file inside the container. And I also commonly or regularly pass logs and use the tail input plugin to just get the newest logs inside those log files, so that I don't always collect, like every 10 seconds or so, collect the full log file, but only the last entry. So since the metrics agent last time checked on this file, it will only return the recent log entries. What's also very useful is the exec input plugin. That means that in the set interval, the metrics agent will simply run some script. So that can, of course, be your own shell script, or it could also be some kind of installed software that should be regularly run. For example, you could even use the metrics agent to run your rsync backup so that you don't have to configure a cron job or so for that. And of course, if there is some logging involved in the processing of your backup, you could also not only run it with the metrics agent, but also immediately collect the logs with it. A couple more input plugins, so there are many, many more. Another interesting one is the Octoprint API. So the first talk today by Gina Hoske talked about Octoprint. So you can get things like the 3D printer status. So you could also get alerted right away if a print fails, for example. I personally haven't tried that as I currently have no 3D printer at home. But apparently you could also use Telegraph to connect to the standardized Octoprint API. You could also query services like the Open Weather Map or query databases that you have running. And what's also useful for me is the Proxmox API. So Proxmox is a virtualization engine that many home labs run. And you could just use the metrics agent to get data from this Proxmox API too. I just noticed that I have the Octoprint API twice in here. But what's interesting, maybe for some who dabble with services like Home Assistant, is MQTT or Mosquito. So Mosquito is a protocol that's used with IoT devices to get sensor data from IoT devices to a central processing server. So you could also use Telegraph running on your on your server to get the mosquito data from your IoT devices. There's also stuff like Counter-Strike Go service statistics and so on. So I will later link the website of Influx Data with all of the plugins listed, and you can check for yourself if there are more that are of interest to you. As I explained before, there are also aggregator and processor plugins. That's mainly to just modify data if it's not in the form you want to send it to your database, or you want to write it to your file. You can use them to just modify the form this data is in, and their configuration can be is documented quite well, and it's rather straightforward. I don't use them very often, but in some cases you will need them to get the desired results. Output plugins are, for example, InfluxDB, but also exec. So you could simply pipe your output to the standard input of your Linux system and use other commands on Linux to do whatever you want with the output of your metrics agent. But you could also just write it to a file. Or, of course, if you have a more advanced metrics agent like Prometheus, you could also use Telegraph on some devices that do not have that much memory, and use the Telegraph agent on them, but pipe or send the data to a Prometheus running on some other beefier server. You can also use the metrics agent and use the output plugin Mosquito Producer, which is like the other way around. So this time you will not collect metrics via the Mosquito protocol from IoT devices, but you will output your data as a Mosquito Producer and send it to some other server. The Docker Compose setup for Telegraph is rather straightforward. So I've got it combined with my setup for Grafana and InfluxDB, as I use them all together on my server. But for Telegraph, you could use several images. So there is an image that's, I think, based on Debian, but there is also an Alpine Linux image that you can use if you want an image with a smaller size, but perhaps you will have to install some additional software, as the Alpine Linux image is rather small. And you don't have to pass that many environment variables to Telegraph, basically just the host name. So if you set the global tag, which I would recommend doing, so that you can more easily access the data inside your InfluxDB. Of course, you also have to provide an InfluxDB host. So that could be some IP address, some local address. In this case, it's local. And the port InfluxDB is accessible on, and also you have to specify the database. For other output plugins, you will have to configure different environment variables. In this case, we also want to collect metrics from Docker itself. So we will mount the Docker socket as a volume into our Docker container running Telegraph. And that's basically it for Telegraph. On my GitHub, it's linked at the end of the presentation, you will also find set up for a full tick stack. So that's Telegraph, InfluxDB, and Grafana. And there, this setup for Telegraph is combined with some other, with the configuration for InfluxDB and Grafana. Now I want to give two examples. The first one is Docker container monitoring. So some people might use Portainer to get information about their Docker container and their container health. But if you want to have it inside a Grafana dashboard, for example, you could use Telegraph to collect the metrics from your Docker environment. And you will have to configure the Docker container running Telegraph so that the Docker socket is available inside the container that Telegraph is running in. And you can, of course, only collect information about certain containers and exclude others. And that's the basic configuration for the Docker input plugin, for example. And if you then want to configure the dashboards inside your Grafana instance, I will not go over how to set up Grafana because I think there was a talk 1 or 2 years ago about that. I'm not quite sure, but you will find a lot of information online about how to easily set up Grafana. And also on my GitHub, you can find the basic Docker Compose setup. On the official website of Grafana, you will find a dashboard search. And you see on the left-hand side that you can specify your collector. So in this case, I chose Telegraph because I only use Telegraph to collect metrics. And you could also specify the data source, for example, InfluxDB, or could also be Prometheus. And you can search for certain search terms. So in this case, I wanted to find a Docker dashboard. So the fourth one is the one I use in my home lab setup. A slightly modified version of it can be seen here. And here, the CPU usage of different containers is tracked over time, and also the memory usage. And you can also see things like if there are any stopped containers and you haven't stopped them manually, but perhaps you want to, or if some container crashed, you could get alerted by your Grafana instance via Telegram or whatever. And you could easily react to that. So that's how you could easily set up a monitoring for your Docker environment. For all of that, so for the configuration of Telegraph, you could also use environment variables. So that's what I do as I use Ansible for my configuration. And I guess many of you are already familiar with Ansible, so I will not go into further detail, but you can just replace the necessary information inside your Telegraph configuration file with environment variables and substitute them upon running of the Telegraph agent. Another example I want to present is how to easily monitor your own Linux system. That's what I do for most of my personal machines. So my InfluxDB and my Grafana runs on a server I have running almost 24/7. And my personal Linux devices run only the metrics agent and send their, whenever they are turned on, they will send their some system information, some metrics to my server so that I have all of them together in my Grafana and can visualize them all in this on the same web page. For a common Linux system, you could use the following input plugins, stuff like CPU load, but also your disk usage, your disk IO, information about the Linux kernel you're running, the amount of memory you're currently using or that's free, the amount of swap space that's available, but also information about your network devices and also information about processes running on your Linux system. And On the next slide, you can see how such a pre-configured dashboard could look like. For example, you can see the different loads for one host here called Docker Server, and it's visualized over time, and you can also track stuff like the uptime or how much RAM is available for you. And that information could be useful if you're thinking about deploying another service to your server, or if you just want to know when you had spikes in CPU load, and you can, for example, find correlations between spikes in your CPU load or in your RAM memory usage with the software you're running on your Linux system. This is another dashboard that you can find on the Grafana or via the Grafana dashboard search. And I also have it linked in my mentioned resources at the end of my talk. Another one that is a little more detailed is the InfluxDB Linux Server Telegraph dashboard by Kema 10. You will also find it via the Grafana dashboard search, and it also comes with a pretty good documentation about how you have to adapt the input plugins to your needs, depending on what you want to visualize with Grafana. There are also quite interesting dashboards. For example, this one is simulating the top command that you will find on almost all Linux distributions. So with an input plugin called procstat, you can collect information about all the running processes on your Linux system. And in this case, in this Grafana dashboard, the PID and the CPU usage of certain processes is displayed and refreshed every 5 seconds. So you will have this running on your web page on your Grafana instance, and you will not have to use the command line or to SSH into your server, but you could just go to the web page where Grafana is accessible at and view some simulated top output in Grafana, and you will not have to go to the command line to do that. Of course, you could also always just configure your own dashboard, and you will not have to do everything from scratch, but you could also just get dashboards from the community. So that's what I usually did, and modify them to your needs. Many Linux systems are slightly different, so you will have to adapt some input plugins, but that's usually easily done. And you will quite quickly, in my experience, in about 30 minutes, have the Docker Compose set up for all three services, so Telegraph, InfluxDB, and Grafana, running on your server. And then you only have to configure the metrics agent. For example, you can just run it as a binary event whenever you need it, or have it run as a cron job, or of course also run it inside Docker regularly to get information from some Linux system also on your server. So the way I usually have my dashboard set up is that I have a drop-down menu, which can be seen here at the top. Here are data source, server, and interval, and I usually have a drop-down menu for my host, and I can simply specify if I want to view the information from my host Raspberry Pi or from my main desktop or from my notebook. And so that means that you don't have to set up a dashboard for each individual device, but usually you can use one dashboard and just visualize all these metrics from different systems in the same dashboard. Here are the mentioned resources. At the end, you will also find a link to my blog, where I also have this these PDF slides available. But as I created this presentation with framework, an HTML framework called Reveal.js, or a JavaScript HTML framework, you could also click through the slides once again. And then all of these will be links, so you can click on them to get to the corresponding repositories or to just the block entries. So for example, the tick stack with Docker Compose is the fork of repository on GitHub that has a simple Docker Compose setup for Telegraph, InfluxDB, and Grafana. And there's also a block entry called TickStack on Raspberry Pi that you can read if you want to set it up on your own Raspberry Pi, for example. Also, there's the plugin overview for Telegraph. So please, if you're interested in Telegraph, go to InfluxData's website and just look through all the plugins. I'm sure there will be some that might be interesting to you that I didn't mention. And also look through the InfluxDB and Telegraph integrations to discover the flexibility that Telegraph provides. Also, I've linked all the Grafana dashboards that I've shown. So the first one was the Docker dashboard by user Ijesco, the host overview dashboard, and also the Linux server dashboard with the more detailed information about how to set up your input plugins. And also the dashboard search, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of community dashboards available. And if you're interested in using Telegraph as part of your IoT setup, I encourage you to go to InfluxData's website and listen to or watch the video about the Mosquito integration within Telegraph, because I found that to be quite interesting, and I'm currently still dabbling with Mosquito, and perhaps on my GitHub later on, you will find some repository how to integrate Telegraph with Mosquito too. For the images, you can find the attributions on my website, and also for the source code images, I used Carbon Now. And as my presentation framework, I use Reveal.js. And that's it for now. As most of you will be Linux users, you can find my contact information by using curl. You will find my email there. You can chat with me on Delta Chat, or you can find me on GitHub. And also, you could now go to my blog and read about this this talk, and also find the HTML version of my presentation, of my slide, and you could also download the PDFs from there. So thank you for your attention. If there are any questions, please ask them in the IRC chat. I was told the moderators will relay them to me. And of course, if someone is interested in my personal setup, I will also be available on Jitsi. So yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Matthias. So IRC was quite silent. One question right at the beginning was, so monitoring your systems takes very much writing operations. Is that a problem for SSD?
Like the writing the monitoring data on the server, for example?
Yeah, I think that's good. That's it.
Yeah, it could be a problem, of course. So usually it would be good only to have your InfluxDB instance running on a system where there is a backup. So I wouldn't rely on a server with a single SSD. But for SSD, there are some tools that can vary the sectors that the metrics agent writes to. I've never had a problem so far, and I've got my server running 24/7, but I have it running on an SSD, and I check the smart status of that SSD regularly too. But I've also got a backup of that server, of that main SSD, so that if there is ever a sector fault, that I will know to check on the backup and perhaps, just go with the backup or, So okay. I hope that answers the question.
Okay, I think so. Thank you. Another one. One guy, he has been playing around with Grafana and Prometheus, and mm-hmm. not really got, gotten into it. And now there's the question: do you think it's intelligent to switch to InfluxDB and Telegraph?
Well, at work, I often have to work with Prometheus, and I find that the learning curve is quite steep compared to Telegraph. So if one of the reasons the Prometheus and Grafana setup didn't work that well is because documentation seems confusing or so, I could recommend switching to Telegraph. There are, of course, some things that you will probably find more easily accessible with Prometheus, but I think that the documentation is rather easy to follow. And also, since there is just this one configuration for Telegraph, you will never have to look for where to configure what. And I find it also easier to read and to understand than the configuration for Prometheus. So it might make sense to switch. You don't necessarily have to switch to InfluxDB2, as Prometheus can be. So if the basic Prometheus setup works, it's possible to just use the Prometheus output plugin from Telegraph and send the data to Prometheus if it's set up correctly and already associated and it's already set up how to write this data to disk and how Grafana fetches it later on. You don't have to use InfluxDB, but since Telegraph is developed by the same company as InfluxDB, many things work quite well together, but you're not, you don't have to rely on InfluxDB. So of course, you could just use the Telegraph Metrics agent with your current setup, and that might make some things easier for you.
Okay. One question here, you mentioned InfluxDB version 2. As far as I know, it's kind of new and not really released. It is officially released now.
I do not rely on InfluxDB 2.0 for my personal setup. I'm still on 1.118 or so. So if you don't want to use InfluxDB 2, I find I'm not sure if I like all the changes, and there were many breaking changes. So it's not even that easy to, or I mean, I suppose it's easy, but it's not really comparable to how to set up a simple database on InfluxDB anymore, to how it was before. And I didn't have the time to get into InfluxDB 2.0 before this talk, because I guess it was officially released a couple weeks ago. But of course, you could just set the version for the InfluxDB image in your Docker Compose file to some previous version. So that's what I did. I usually never run with just latest for my Docker Compose setups, but I find a version that is quite up to date, and I will only change my Docker Compose file if I find some update to be useful and to have some changes that I need for my setup. But if not, I don't think you have to run the latest version of InfluxDB, at least. For Grafana, it oftentimes makes sense because I find that many new features get implemented that are quite interesting, new types of dashboards, new visualizations. But for InfluxDB, like, the basic setup is usually enough for my purposes.
Perfect. Thanks. There was the last question about your slides, but I think it was already answered in the chat. So okay. We're done here. Thanks for your talk. For all the other guys, we'll continue at 2 o'clock with gamification with Moodle, held by Günther Hutter and Andreas Becher. Thank you, Matthias. See you next time.
Thank you for organizing. Bye.